Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you love this podcast, be sure to check out one of our other podcasts, Real Ghost Stories Online, jam-packed with real ghost stories told by real people every single day of the week. Check it out. Search Real Ghost Stories Online. Press subscribe. Here's a preview portion of one of our bonus episodes for our premium subscribers, or we call them EPPs, extra podcast people, of Real Ghost Stories Online. Take a listen. Search Real Ghost Stories Online and press subscribe while you listen. Enjoy. We've all been in negative situations, dark situations, trying situations, anxiety-ridden situations. When we're there, a lot of the outcome of that situation has to do with our reaction. Realizing that we have a choice in our reactions is the biggest tool that one can use to help seek a brighter outcome or a better outcome than getting absorbed and sucked into the negativity of what surrounds us. Today on EPP bonus episode number 412 of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear about two situations like that. One where a young man at sea, yep, out there in the ocean, falls into a very dangerous situation. And the emotion and energy carries all the way to their loved ones back at shore. Is this a good thing, bad thing, or just kind of a thing? Then a young woman understands that she's being followed by something. Doesn't know what. Realizes it's a shadow person. A shadow person that seems to be feeding off of all the negativity in her life. All the sad, dark things that are going on. And then she has a realization one day that she can control her reaction. And when she decides to choose the positive route, things start to change. The shadow person, not so happy. The living, though, much more happy. Interesting stories today on Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode number 412. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. If you've ever seen the ocean or been on the ocean, you understand what a unique and magical place it can be. Seemingly to go off into the ends of the earth, off in the horizon line. And sometimes you'll see other boats out there, sometimes way out, sometimes not too far out. Massive structures moving at sea. There's a spookiness to them. Even more spooky is if you find yourself at sea and you find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time with one of those massive structures, those massive ocean liners coming right at you. What happens in that sort of situation? Does the anxiety, the stress of that go out to your loved ones without a phone call, without any sort of email or anything like that, but more of a telepathic way of communicating? Or does something that's watching over you communicate the danger that you're in to those on land? That's what seems to happen in our first story. Take a listen. Hi, my name is Matthew. I'm from Colorado, and this is my first submission. I'm a proud father of a 7-year-old daughter and a believer in the paranormal. I just recently subscribed to the annual EPP membership and have a few years of audio to catch up on. I'm writing to quickly share a few stories that I've included on the paranormal and the unexplained. I'm unsure if I'm an empath or a sensitive, but perhaps you can tell me from my stories. Start. My first story is about the power of dreams. Back when I was a teenager in Sea Scouts, think Boy Scouts, but at sea, one summer we were traveling overnight on our 90-foot ship toward Catalina Island off the coast of California. At about 2 a.m., I was asleep in my rack. We woke up to the very loud and rhythmic general alarm bell. After the initial chaos, it was determined The ship lost one of its two engines, which is what tripped the alarm. Then shortly after that, the second engine shut down from overheating. So we were stranded in the southbound shipping lane, drifting towards the northbound shipping lane. And shipping lanes are like highways on the water to regulate what direction ship traffic can go in. Fortunately, there was only one other ship that was out there in our area, and it was still miles away. I was told by the ship's XO to turn on the deck floodlights. Lighting up your ship at night is a visual cue for other ships that something is going on and to slow down. Things eventually calmed down as the ship's engineers got the one good engine working again, and we limped our way back into the correct shipping lane. The next day, I called my grandma to check in. After the initial greetings, she asked me bluntly, "Did anything happen to you around 2 a.m. last night?" Turns out that around that time, my grandma was woken up by a bad dream that involved the ocean somehow. She cleared her head and was ready to go back to sleep. When she closed her eyes, all she could see was my face. My second story is about how my grandma let us know she was okay when she died. My grandma always had a passion for flowers and hummingbirds. During her funeral service, there was a hummingbird that hovered overhead during the entirety of the service. Once the service was done, it flew away. A couple days after that, I was out walking my dog. As we were heading back to the house, we passed a small but pleasant fountain surrounded by grass and trees. As we got closer to the fountain, my dog started barking berserkly. Out of curiosity, I allowed my dog to investigate what he thought was near the fountain. He continued to bark as we got closer, then stopped and looked up. I couldn't see anything, but then I noticed a leaf moving on the ground. Once I was looking at it, the leaf swooped up, touched my nose before floating back down. In my mind, I was able to sense that it was my grandma saying hello in her own little way. Finally, my last story is about my personal experience with a ghost that I encountered. Around 3 years ago, in late summer, my wife, daughter, and myself went for a quick weekend retreat near Estes Park, Colorado, with my in-laws. We rented two cabins in close proximity to each other, and each cabin had a similar layout to the other. One cabin was for my family, the other was for my in-laws. I arrived late due to poor scheduling at work. When I arrived, I was greeted by my wife and got the quick tour of the layout of the cabins. We visited with family for an hour or so in their cabin, and then it was time to put my daughter to bed. So, we headed to ours. The moment I set foot into our cabin, I immediately felt uncomfortable. The feeling was less of a welcoming feeling and more of a feeling of warning, concern, perhaps a subtler version of the fight or flight instinct. I felt this way at times in the past, but nothing as pronounced or overwhelming like what I was experiencing there. In addition to the heightened state of awareness I was in, the air felt thick and energized, not fresh and neutral, if that makes any sense. To put it in a word, I'll say it felt draining. From sensory overload, perhaps? From what I could tell, it was only that I was reacting to the environment in this way. My family was not picking up on it. Nevertheless, I continued to explore our weekend cabin. The two bedrooms felt the most draining compared to the rest of the cabin. As I mentioned earlier, it was late summer, so the evening temperature was warm, so much so that we needed to open some windows. The upstairs bedroom had a ceiling fan, but my daughter made herself at home in a spot in the lower bedroom. Not wanting to leave my toddler alone downstairs, I elected to pick up the lower bedroom despite the heat. Sleeping for me can be a bit complicated. First, I stay awake until my family is asleep, then I take sleep aids. That night, however, I did not have my sleep aid, so I lied there in the heat, staring at the ceiling. A few weeks before that night, I would wake up at the middle of the night and see random lights swirling or fluttering around, usually varying in color depending on the night. Most of the time, I felt a bit confused, a little curious, but almost always fell back to sleep without giving it much thought. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online to hear the rest of it, including part two, where we examine the way that we react as human beings to outside influences, living or dead. It's completely up to us. We have a choice. For one woman being tormented by a shadow person, this realization completely set her free. hear that story and much more and get access to all of our bonus episodes in their entirety, all of our regular episodes in their entirety, all commercial free, advanced episodes as well. Binge away nonstop now. Just go to ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all of the bonus episodes and help keep us on the air. It's only $5 a month. Again, ghostpodcast.com or the Patreon app or patreon.com. Search Real Ghost Stories online on the Patreon app or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.